Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Michael from Camarillo asks, what sort of jobs are going to grow in the next administration? Which sectors are going to do well? And he asked about healthcare because he's thinking about healthcare. People are like going through a career change now. Many people lost their jobs. For those people that lost everything, lost their store, lost their restaurant, you know, they need to rethink and pivot. I hate that word, but, well, I don't really hate that word, but I know people don't want to use that word. They have to think of, you know, which career to go into. The jobs market has not been as promising, and as we expected, there would be a little bit of a spike in jobs during the holiday hiring, but then after the holidays, companies usually lay people off because they hire for the holiday. And so we didn't expect to see a huge, spike in employment in January, February, because we're still dealing with COVID. We're still dealing with lockdowns. But some of you are still, you know, in depression or, you know, still, you know, upset about losing everything. And it really is hard to be middle age, to be older, and now trying to find a job. You know, for those of us who are Gen Xers, that's me, or baby boomers, you were taught when you were younger that you would pick a job, you would work really hard at that job, you would grow in that job, and then later you would possibly get a pension. Don't ask. Don't ask. I don't know where I would get a pension. Yeah. The millennials had a little bit more of a more realistic sort of, guidance on jobs. You know, you will get fired. Everybody gets fired. Your company will go out of business. So you make sure that you have the flexibility to go to other jobs. Right? And then the Gen Zs are like, you're going to have at least 10 different jobs in the first 10 years of your life. So, and then the Alpha generation, Generation Alpha, they're just being told, you know what, just work from home, make your own job. That's a whole nother story. So, you know, many of you are like, okay, where do I go? So a Biden administration is going to be different than the Trump administration. With the Biden administration, there might be some industries that just flourish, like energy, clean energy, electric cars, cannabis. Those industries are expecting to boom. And if you've watched the stocks, you know, for those of us that decided to get those stocks when we saw what was happening with the election, I mean, 14% rises. I'm just already the stocks are very, very optimistic because we think cannabis is going to be probably legalized on a federal level in a Biden administration. We believe there is going to be a push, as Biden has been very passionate about, with electric cars and having charging stations all across America. So I guess any industry that has to do with electric and power and things like that probably might do well. But for the most part, the initial jobs, because you guys don't really care about 2025. Right now, the average person is like, what job can I find in February, in March? So you need to be proactive because there are jobs that are going to be out there. And, you know, you might be on LinkedIn or you might be on, gosh, what are all the job sites that are out there where you could find jobs? I forget all the names of them. And you might be on it, and it's really search dependent. And I believe that your next job is a job that you haven't even been thinking about. I met somebody when I was getting my hair done. This was a couple weeks back. And she was, in the manicure or the pedicure chair. And she was talking about how one of her family members got a job where they set up the display stands at these big box stores. Not the big box store employee. You go and you set up the advertising or the pamphlets of the products in these stores. You work your own schedule. You go there, you set up the product, and you get paid. And, you know, I'm thinking the average job is you clock in, you're there for 8 to 10 hours, you clock out. There's a lot of very mobile jobs, not just Uber and Lyft, but there's a lot of jobs where people contract out. We're going to start seeing that with schools. Rather than hiring a professor and paying them, I don't know, six figures, when many times they just sit in their office, many schools are going to be like, you know what? We are going to contract out just people that could teach that class. So every time we need you to teach that class, you teach that class, and we just pay you for that. So a lot of employers are going to want to save money and not have people sitting there at a desk or stealing whiteout, and they're going to like this a la carte style sort of employment because it saves them money. They might not have to pay for health care. Remember, employers are going to take a beating in this next administration in terms of, you know, having to pay for health care, pay for paternity leave, pay for, you know, a whole bunch of things. And a lot of employers are very, very nervous about that. And many employers have already, you know, figured out that the less employees they have, the less it's going to cost them, or the less penalties. You know, I don't know if Biden is going to bring back a mandate or not. So employers are going to be looking at ways to have staff that isn't really their staff, but they get the job done. And they might even be willing to pay more for that a la carte than whatever's on the menu, because they don't have to pay for your health insurance. They won't have to pay for your life insurance. They won't have to pay for paternity leave. They won't have to do that. So if you ask me, healthcare I think will always be strong, but remember, a lot of hospitals lost money. I'm hearing there's a lot of people out there that can't get jobs in hospitals now. Well, because they've had to lay off. So, you know, if you could present to an employer how you could be a la carte, and what you could provide, you might be able to get a job. We're gonna spend more time talking about this later this month. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you are asking about the possible death of a doctor after he received the COVID vaccine. Now, we spoke a little bit about this yesterday, and this is being considered the first death that might be related to the COVID vaccine. There has been multiple other reports of older individuals dying within days of getting the vaccine, but we have not received confirmation. I believe two had a heart attack in Israel, and they're unclear if the COVID vaccine induced the heart attack or if they just had a heart attack. That's the problem. It is so difficult to, you know, be Monday morning quarterback and figure out what exactly happened. If somebody is at high risk for heart disease, We don't know when their heart attack is going to happen. And even if they did get it in the vicinity of a vaccine, we spoke about how, you know, flu can cause heart disease, heart attacks, you know, getting sick, stress. So then, you know, the sex, you know, people always say, gosh, if I'm at risk for a heart attack, you know, should I not have sex? Well, if you are that vulnerable where having sex is going to give you a heart attack, then that means you're at risk for a heart attack no matter what you do. You know, you could, you know, win a slot machine jackpot and then have a heart attack. I mean, if you're that vulnerable where you're afraid to have sex or afraid to get a vaccine, that means you really need to get into the doctor's office, you know, and maybe get a, you know, a stent or your blood pressure controlled or, you know, something else. So those sort of, there's been three or four other suggested deaths related to the COVID vaccine that have not been confirmed. This one, however, is leaning more towards being called a COVID vaccine related death. And what had happened was a Florida doctor, not too old, he was only 56 years old, I think. He's an OB-GYN, a gynecologist, had gotten his vaccine and he died 2 weeks later. So many people would say, all right, he died 2 weeks later, has nothing to do with the vaccine. Well, what happened, though, was 3 days after his vaccine, he started to notice little blood spots on his hands and feet. These are called petechiae. They're little hemorrhages. And when you see that, the first immediate thing we do is we check your clotting factors, your thrombocytes, or your platelets. And 3 days after he received the Pfizer BioNTech COVID vaccine, he started to develop these. So he went into the hospital, and they found that his platelets were low. They tried to give him platelets. I think his platelets dropped down to zero. They tried to give him platelets, and from what I understand, they used experts from all over the country, could never get his platelets up. He ends up having a bleed in his brain, a hemorrhagic stroke, and unfortunately dies. His wife, Heidi Neckelman, had posted the following. She said, "The love of my life, my husband, Gregory Michael, an obstetrician, that had his office in Mount Sinai Medical Center, Miami Beach, died the day before yesterday. Now, this is what she says, due to a strong reaction to the COVID vaccine. He was a very healthy 56-year-old, loved by everyone in the community, delivered hundreds of healthy babies, and worked tireless through the pandemic. He was vaccinated, she said, with the Pfizer vaccine at MSMC, Mount Sinai Medical Center, on December 18th. 3 days later, she says, he saw a strong set of petechiae on his feet and hands, those little red blood spots, which made him seek attention at the emergency room at MSMC. The CBC, which is our complete blood count, that was done at arrival, showed his platelet, the clotting factor, count to be zero. Now, normal is about 150,000 to 450,000 platelets per microliter of blood. So they immediately admitted him to the ICU. And they diagnosed him with acute ITP, which I'm going to tell you about. And they believe it was caused by a reaction to the COVID vaccine. She said a team of expert doctors tried for 2 weeks to raise the platelet count to no avail. Experts from all over the country were involved in his care. No matter what they did, the platelet count refused to go up. He was conscious and energetic throughout the whole process, but 2 days before a last resort surgery, he got a hemorrhagic stroke caused by the lack of platelets, and it took his life in a matter of minutes. Now, she said he's always been a pro-vaccine advocate. That's why he got the vaccine himself. So she writes, I believe that people should be aware that side effects can happen, that it is not good for everyone, she says, and in this case destroyed a beautiful life, a perfect family, and has affected so many people in the community. She says, do not let his death be in vain. Please save more lives by making this information news. Now, being a physician and being pro-vaccine and, you know, trying to help, you know, curb this pandemic once and for all so we can move on with our lives and get our businesses back and stop all the measures that have just destroyed so many lives, you know, so many more lives than the COVID vaccine has done or the COVID virus has done. You know, I want to support the vaccine. I will still get the vaccine. I'm still encouraging it. But being in the news, and I promised you guys, I'm a straight shooter. I'm not going to keep something from you. And if we're being told that something caused a reaction, such as this, such that his body decided to attack his platelets, it's rare, very rare, 0.00001%, maybe at most. You know, it is something that I think for those people that are vulnerable from a clotting factor standpoint, should discuss with their provider, you know. So what are platelets? So platelets or thrombocytes are cell fragments. They don't even call them cells. They call them cell fragments that help form clots. They live among red blood cells, and they're a lot tinier than red blood cells. I wrote a article on this, and there's a picture of what the platelets look like. They're really tiny little things. They stop bleeding, and they also help wound healing. One of the reasons why we're Wolverine and we're able to heal from our wounds is at the, luckily, at the mercy of these thrombocytes. So, thrombocytopenia, penia means less of something. Cytosis means more of something. So thrombocytopenia, which you might see in the news in the coming days, means not having enough platelets. So you have vessels that rupture spontaneously in your body. But hopefully the little baby vessels get addressed right away by clotting factors. You might accidentally, you know, hit a doorknob. And that doorknob would make you not think anything of it. But since your body is so fragile, it would bleed. Well, the reason why it doesn't is because, again, you have platelets or clotting factors. So when you don't have them, you could bleed internally. So what causes thrombocytopenia? Well, medications can. I've seen medications do it. Infection. You could get an infection and then all of a sudden your platelets can drop. If you're vitamin deficient, like a B12 or folate. It could also be a lack of production. See, it could be a destructive process or it could be a lack of production. Sometimes your body just doesn't make the platelets. You could go into aplastic anemia or a myelodysplastic syndrome where your bone marrow goes, I'm not making any more blood cells, sorry. I'm closing up shop, going on my union break. Cancer could do it. Lupus can do it. Cirrhosis, a scarring of the liver, could do it. But the conditions you're probably going to see in the news are the following. TTP is a thrombotic thrombocytopenic purpura. That's where your body decides to form multiple little baby clots in your blood vessels. And because you're undergoing this process, you use up all your platelets. DIC, which some of us unfortunately have had family members that have gone into, disseminated intravascular coagulation, that's where your body decides to just make multiple clots throughout the whole body. And these clots can cause blockages of small vessels. It also uses the platelets up. Now, we've seen COVID cause TTP and DIC, the COVID virus. ITP is the idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. It's a condition where the immune system incorrectly attacks your platelets, and then it causes the platelets to drop. That's what we think happened to him, the doctor. So ITP has been also associated with COVID-19 infection, has not been associated with the vaccine in any of the clinical trials. It is not mentioned in the COVID, in the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine trials. But we have seen ITP happen with other vaccines like MMR, Haemophilus influenza, the hepatitis B virus vaccine, the HPV vaccine, the zoster vaccine, the tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis vaccine, DTaP, pneumococcal vaccine. So a French study found that drug-induced ATP, ITP was 45% of the cases were after a vaccine. So even with a flu shot, but it is so, so rare. So they're going to investigate this. But for any of you that are vulnerable with your clotting factors, you know, you might want to make sure you discuss with your provider. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter Friday that he will not be attending President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration later this month. The United States lost 140,000 jobs in December, and the unemployment rate was 6.7%, ending 7 months of job growth and suggesting the economy is weakening. Tiffany Wilding is an economist. She explains to Bloomberg what this latest jobs report means.
Yeah, well, clearly the headline number was weaker than consensus expectations. If you kind of dig into the details of the report, we can see through the decline, 500,000 decline in leisure sector payrolls, and specifically, payrolls in restaurants, that really this was the result, this weakness was the result of, the surge in virus cases.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn says states need to begin expanding who receives the first round of COVID-19 vaccines.
A number of the states have about 30 to 35% utilization of the existing vaccine supplies. So we're encouraging those states to broaden the criteria for administrations.
Hahn, speaking in Washington, D.C. during an online forum, says a number of states have only been using 30% of vaccine supplies. States like Texas and Michigan are starting to vaccinate people 65 and older. Los Angeles Dodgers Hall of Fame manager Tommy Lasorda has died. The Dodgers releasing a statement Friday morning saying that Lasorda suffered a sudden cardiopulmonary arrest at his home last night. He was pronounced dead at a hospital shortly before 11 o'clock Pacific time. Lasorda spent 71 seasons with the Dodgers organization. Tommy Lasorda was 93. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's National Blood Donation Month, and this is always a critical time because during the Christmas season and holiday season, many people are fighting colds, they're fighting infections, they might be on antibiotics, and they can't donate blood. And so come January, February, we, still fight a blood shortage. Unfortunately, our blood shortage has been going on for a while because COVID pandemics have prevented us from being able to host drives and be able to keep up our blood supply. So joining us today from the American Red Cross is Dr. Bialaski to kind of answer our questions on blood donation and what the hospitals need this year. Dr. Lasky, thank you so much for coming back on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Well, first, I mean, thank you and your team for all you've done. You guys have had a busy year. Decade.
Yes.
You know, tell us what you are seeing, you know, with the hospitals right now going on with the pandemic when it comes to blood supply.
Sure. Well, exactly what you said. January is National Blood Donor Month because this is always a challenging time of year for us to maintain a sufficient blood supply for the patients. And, of course, that has an impact on the health of our community. Due to illnesses, as you said, this has been really compounded by COVID and our challenges with being able to collect blood. We've actually had, since the pandemic, tens of thousands of blood drives have been impacted, resulting in the loss of over a million units of blood. And additionally, we are challenged with inclement weather in certain parts of the country. So in order for us to be able to maintain the blood supply for hospitals, you know, people continue to get sick. There are traumas, cancer patients, babies, all sorts of different patient needs that require a sustained blood supply. And so the Red Cross is really asking for the support of blood donors to continue to donate blood to avoid a national blood shortage.
Absolutely. You know, so we've been, you know, talking a lot about on our show what's been happening in Southern California with, you know, shortages of beds, rationing of, you know, who can go in the ambulance and rationing of oxygen because there's been an oxygen shortage. One of my listeners has asked, you know, has in any of the history that you've seen, has a hospital run out of blood and not been able to get blood from other sources? And then what happens to the patient?
That's a great question, and certainly what's happening in California is really devastating. With the Red Cross, we have a national footprint, and so we are able to move blood around as needed, whether it's from hospital to hospital or from state to state. So, you know, we do our best to mitigate those challenges and to be able to provide patients when they need it. But we're sometimes on the edge. Right now, our biggest need is in convalescent plasma, actually. And with the rise in the number of cases that we've seen, we've seen the increase in demand for convalescent plasma parallel. And we've seen actually the greatest number of distribution of convalescent plasma to hospitals in the last month relative to any other month in the pandemic.
I bet. And we're really, really grateful because you will test all blood to see if they have the antibody to COVID. So, you know, people can for free find out if they have COVID antibody when they donate a blood donation, correct?
Absolutely. And so this is a benefit to individuals who are blood donors, just standard blood donors. And there's a twofold benefit. Number one, the donor can find out if they have been potentially exposed to the virus. And then for us, if they do have a positive antibodies, we can convert that plasma component of their whole blood to convalescent plasma, in addition to identifying more convalescent plasma-specific blood donors. So that's a huge advantage for both the donors and for us.
Absolutely. We're talking to Bayer Lasky, Medical Director of the American Red Cross. You know, this is a different year. You know, we talk about blood shortage all the time, and, you know, thank God you have that national footprint, and, you know, you could shuffle supply if you need to. But I think this is the one year when people are starting to learn that when there is a shortage, we take it seriously. We always thought there'd be plenty of oxygen, there'd be plenty of hospital beds, there'd be plenty of resources, and this is the year when people hear the term shortage, they need to take it seriously. But, you know, we want to help. My listeners want to help. You know, they're like, look, you know, we might not be able to help donate oxygen, but at least they could donate blood. You know, how can listeners help?
You're absolutely right. And we fortunately have seen an outpouring of people come to donate, but the need is ongoing. So So we really encourage people to check out redcrossblood.org to sign up either as a whole blood donor, or if they have actually been diagnosed with COVID and are now recovered, they can sign up directly to donate convalescent plasma. And this is a little bit of a different process, but we can potentially obtain up to 4 units of convalescent plasma from each donor, meaning each person, when they get up into a chair and donate, they potentially can impact 4 patients with active disease.
That's amazing. It's just amazing what you could do at this point. Now, we are starting to get data on what donors can do if they have been vaccinated. Does the vaccine allow somebody to eventually become a convalescent plasma donor?
That's a great question. Right now, for any individual that has received the vaccine, there is no deferral for donating whole blood. And there we are in the process. This is a changing situation with convalescent plasma donation. So we would encourage people, if they have been if they have been vaccinated, to reach out to us, and we can assess their eligibility at that time, because it is changing.
Oh,
the FDA
exactly.
is reevaluating. So I don't want to give any definitive yes or no on the convalescent plasma, as this is just changing like as we speak.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's why I asked, because it's so new. I couldn't answer it either. We just don't have enough information
right.
on it. And also, you know,
definitely check it out.
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry, I was just going to say yes. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say they should check it out. Check us out on the website, and we can give them the most up-to-date information.
Fantastic. And, you know, also what we don't know is, you know, who's going to make the Super Bowl, not only this year, but next year. And I bring up the Super Bowl because the American Red Cross is working with the NFL and the Super Bowl. Actually, you guys have a great, great incentive out there. Tell us what you guys are planning for Super Bowl 56.
Yes. So anyone who signs up to donate is going to enter a drawing for 2 tickets to the next Super Bowl. So that's really a fantastic way that the NFL has been able to support the Red Cross's effort.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And then what is the big game at home package?
What's the what?
There's a big game at home package where you could watch at home.
You know, I'm not sure.
Oh, no worries. No worries. I'm looking at your press release. It's great. So also, you could be entered for the big game at home package where you could watch from home with a 65-inch television and a $500 gift card to put towards food and fun. So, my gosh, American Red Cross, I love that you guys love football because I love football. And these promotions are fantastic. So, great. One more time, let listeners know how they can help.
Go to redcrossblood.org and sign up to see if you're eligible to donate. We really appreciate your support.
Dr. Lasky, we appreciate you. Bless you and your team. Thank you for all you do. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks so much.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation.
If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few months back, I think this was in the summer, there were some students that were asking me if they had been involved in a BLM protest and got arrested. Would that prevent them from getting into residency? Would it, prevent them from getting a future job? And so I spoke about this. You know, if you had been involved in a BLM protest, would you lose your job? And the chance of that happening would be really, really rare. if you didn't commit a crime, we have a right to protest. We, you know, that's our constitutional right. And, you know, there's protests and marches all the time. That shouldn't cost you your job loss. It could at an at-will state if an employer doesn't like what you marched for. But technically that shouldn't. However, if you get arrested, if you have a criminal history, it could be an issue. And the reason why is, depending on your contract, if you, you know, had basically, with your contract, said, you know, as long as I, you know, don't get in trouble with the law, I can keep my job, and, you know, then they could have grounds to fire you. Some jobs, their insurance is based on criminal activity of employees and the records. And so, depending on if you're at an at-will state where the state could fire you for any reason, they might not like how you look and they could fire you. They shouldn't. There's civil rights, but, you know, you could look cross-eyed at somebody and, you know, get fired. You know, many of these laws, you know, protect the employers, you know, where they don't have to, you know, list all the reasons. You know, most of the reasons are, you know, well, they weren't doing their job, but many times there could be other sort of more, subconscious reasons for them to not like your job, and it could be because of what you stand for. So having a criminal record could hurt. But if you were at a protest, if you, you know, exercised what we vote for and what the Constitution protects us, you know, you shouldn't have lost your job in the summer if you were protesting peacefully and didn't get in trouble with the law. Same thing with the Trump rally. If you were in Washington, D.C., I forget how many tens of thousands were there, you know, your being there shouldn't cost you your job. If you got on camera smearing feces on the walls, right, or the floors of the Capitol building, you could, yeah, be getting in trouble. If you broke windows, if you broke laws, you could. But that's not what some of my listeners are concerned about. Right? You know, if they had, you know, Trump flags on their desk or Biden flags or whatever, you know, could they lose their job? One said that he just got fired and he thinks it's because of his political leanings. Now, again, it's always hard to prove. Was it because of post-holiday? Usually in January, we see the, you know, the holiday employment start to drop because the holidays are over and sales are over. But, you know, for a lot of us, you know, when we feel that there's, you know, something not right and, you know, we do a great job and all that. Again, if you're in a state where you could fight, you know, an inappropriate, termination, you know, then, you know, you could go, look, I had the same sort of job performance as this other person, why did I get fired? But for the other at-will states, I don't think you have a case. We are hearing of a bunch of people who were at the Trump protest losing their job. Again, those who broke the law, you know, there's no doubt that employers are going to want to separate from them. But, you know, there is a trend that I am hearing and seeing. I've even seen this with myself, where everybody wants your Twitter handle. You know, and I'll look at jobs for friends or, you know, I'll look at teaching jobs and things like that, you know, because there's some classes that I might be teaching at multiple universities. It's pretty fun. It's pretty exciting. But I know I'm busy. I don't know when I would have time for that, but I love to teach. And there's a class I really, really like to teach. So I'm excited about that. And it is fascinating how they want your Twitter handle. And I'm like, I use Facebook more than my Twitter, but here it is. Do you want my Facebook page too? Because I use my Facebook more than my Twitter. But I see on so many, you know, job applications, what is your Twitter handle? Me and some students wanted to publish a paper. We're in the process of publishing a paper. And again, they wanted the Twitter handle. So it's interesting because a lot of the younger people aren't really on Twitter. A lot of the younger people aren't really on Facebook. Most of the young people are on Instagram or Snapchat. Or they're starting to say, you know what, to heck with social media, I'm not even going to go there. You know, just text me if you need. So, you know, why is there this continual request to see your social media? Now, when social media first started to become popular, we cautioned people who were applying for jobs and had told them and kind of reminded them that, you know, you sitting there looking drunk, you know, and making all these weird faces with alcohol, or, you know, touching your body parts or ripping your shirt off, or having a wardrobe malfunction on social media could possibly hurt your job, especially if employers want to, you know, I guess, portray this image that their employees fit a certain mold. Personally, I think what you do in your social life is your own business. I don't think it's your employer's business, but a lot of people like to share on Facebook what they have. A lot of people are sharing on Facebook that they have COVID. Right? I mean, having COVID used to be, used to be, oh my gosh, you know, you'll give it to me. Now everybody's like, look, I got COVID, guys. You know, this is how I am. This is how I'm feeling. This is where I'm at. So people are very, very open and they're very sharing. But when I saw that this journal wanted Twitter handles, and I'm hearing from you guys that you're concerned you might lose your job based on who you're supporting politically, that is scary. Because, you know, like, for example, Lord of the Rings is going to have its 20th anniversary this year. Who knew? I mean, look how many years Lord of the Rings has been out. And I have a huge crush on Viggo Mortensen. And I am very open about how attracted I am to Viggo Mortensen, who played Aragorn. I think he is amazing. And every now and then, whether it's his birthday or whether something happens, I'm such a fan, I will write about how I cannot wait to do a love scene with him and be, you know, starred and casted in the sequel. Somebody, an employer, could take a look at that and say, wait a second, she's married. And she's talking about another man when she's married? That's wrong. You know, now honestly, if I worked for an employer who had that much of an issue, I wouldn't want to work for them. See ya. But for many of you, you don't really have that opportunity, you know, or that liberty to be able to lose your job because somebody doesn't like what they see on social media. So to answer your question, if you work for somebody that does not like who you I mean, you know, I know Trump supporters are very concerned about their jobs, but I think Biden supporters might also be concerned about their jobs because, you know, you have half the country thinking that, you know, the election was stolen or whatever. So, you know, I think anybody is at risk of an employer having their biases against you, which is why when I grew up, I was taught you never talk about religion and you never talk about politics because it never goes well. Now, of course, I talk about religion and politics all the time on air. You know, that's because this is, you know, we're very open. We have discussions. But we were taught to be open. Social media allowed us to be open. And then all of a sudden, things changed. You know, and I started to hear that people were being let go. And they felt it was because they were a Trumper or a Bernie Sanders supporter or a supporter of Hillary. And I think that's sick. I think it's disgusting because what makes America great is we could be on opposite sides of the aisle. We could talk about politics, have a debate, and still love America. So for those of you that are about to apply for a job, if you need to clean up your social media, I would start cleaning it up before you give your Twitter handle. Because employers apparently think it's a... They like to research you, and that's where they research you. 1-877-DOCTOR, number one.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.